Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, February the 25th, and the whole week ahead. Mercury is going to move into Pisces today, joining the Sun. And for you, this is particularly good if you're wanting to open up your world and get away from the cracks and the rubbish that have appeared, and you kind of feel that you're not on sturdy ground. Well, very soon you'll be in with a chance to make changes that are good for all. But for now, there's a lot of talking to be done. And here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday, Mercury moved into Pisces. Today, there is a huge solar eclipse. And it falls in your third house. Check that out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Because the third house is all about everything that happens on an everyday level around you. It's how you think, how you approach life, dealings with neighbours, your community, siblings, close family. There are big changes to come, and you know what? You should welcome and embrace them. And here's your Monday stars. If there's going to be any difficulties or problems that manifest now, they're most likely to be either with somebody you live with or in a family matter or to do with your home. There is a lot of volatility around now, even a volcanic vibe that means you've got to be extremely careful how you deal with other people around you or how they deal with you. It is not a safe place to be at the moment, and all I can say is offer the olive branch whenever you can. It's about give, take, and compromise. Here's your Tuesday stars. There's a woman or a gentleman connected with your home and family who just needs a little bit of understanding and love at the moment. Of course, it could be you that requires that from somebody close. But there is a very emotional energy around a family matter. I think it could stem from the past, and something from the past needs to be resolved and cured before you go any further. Here's your Wednesday stars. Lots happening in the home and family part of your life. There is a celebration around these particular stars too, which I think is good because there's been a lot of turmoil, even trouble, when it comes to home and family affairs. But now there seems to be upliftment coming through these stars. May even be as a result of a visitor or a phone call or a letter or some form of communication. But there's something here where I keep thinking, cheers. Here's your Thursday stars. With the Sun conjunct Neptune in your third house, the more that you can do for others, the better. You see, Neptune is a very altruistic planet. And when it comes to the third house, there's an old... I get this feeling here with these stars. Charity begins at home. And that is precisely what you should be connecting with now. We're very often drawn to charities where we have some kind of connection, where it's affected us. And that's what you should be pursuing now. A charity that helps those that have helped you or connected with you in the past. And here's your Friday stars. Jupiter's opposition to Uranus is certainly going to be very up and down, and all kinds of things could happen. It's good if you're the kind of Capricorn who's prepared to travel far and wander free to find what they want in life. Your destiny could call you, but it may not be as close to home as you think. And perhaps it could be by taking a chance and pursuing your wanderlust, by going somewhere new and different, that you could find a new destiny.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.